Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and with us here today, we have one of our members that has done something that I think some of you is going to find rather interesting. You know, a lot of people think that in real estate, it has to be taxes, tenants, and toilets, and you're out there, you know, busting hump doing all the stupid stuff that your grandparents did to have a rental house, or even maybe you did to have a rental house. But there is another way. And if you can get into a program like Lifestyles where they actually have some rules and regulations around what you can and can't do in these deals, syndications can be a way to be completely passive in everything you do. Now, keep in mind, if you don't have those rules and regulations, if these people can do whatever they want to do, then your situation in these syndications is such that they're going to take most of the profit, leave you the very small amount of the profit, and they're going to put all the risk back on you. So if they lose all your money, the deal loses all the money, they lose all your money, not their money. So it's very important you understand that this, what I'm about to present to you, this syndication stuff, is done within the rules and regulations of our group, which are in place to protect what we call the passive investor. That's the person that's not doing the deal. That's the person that's just investing their money. So having said that today, we're going to introduce a lady here today that had, believe it or not, 18 multifamily communities she's a part of, 2,528 units, and has already sold three properties with 264 units. So it's quite an accomplishment since 2017. Robin Mathias, welcome to the show.
Hi, Del. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming on the show. Let's go back 2017, before that. What was it that made you start looking into this stuff? What was the hook to say, hey, we got to do something different?
Well, we always knew we needed to have passive income. You know, we knew our military retirements. Eric and I both, you know, served 20 years. We knew that wasn't going to be enough to sustain our lifestyle. So, you know, working in corporate America, both of us, grueling hours, and early 2000s, it was, we need to do something else. We'll be doing this till we're dead, you know. And we bought some single family homes, and, you know, we did everything wrong. We had done everything incorrectly, and we were just looking for a way, how can we do this better? And then we found Lifestyles. And we were just blown away. We were blown away by just the genuine openness, the everything we heard, everything we saw in numbers, real numbers. We were just blown away.
What were some of the aha moments that really woke you up?
Well, again, just how to buy single families correctly. You know, that first day, all single families, how to find homes. You know, we were just, hey, go to an agent, real estate agent. Buy something off the MLS, you know, or go to a builder, buy new construction. All of that was just flawed belief. So how to find distressed properties, how to find, you know, the right neighborhood, all the factors to make a good, smart investment. That's what we learned in day one. And then day two, multifamilies, that took it up to a whole new level. And I was just like, yeah, we can do this immediately.
What types of things really caught your attention on day two? Because that's where you went. That's the direction you went. What really caught your attention?
Well, the fact that I was still working, you know, I always felt like I'm never a quitter. I'm going to work till I'm probably dead. But, of course, that all changed. And just the whole model of passive investing. You know, investors come together, you select a lead, you make sure the property that is being acquired meets all your criteria. Do you want cash flow? Do you want, you know, big equity gain? You know, how do you want your finances to flow? We looked at those returns and we were just like, yeah, what's our stock portfolio doing? What's our IRAs doing? you know, we remember periods where we were losing tens of thousands of dollars every quarter. Got to where I couldn't even look at our quarterly statements without just having a panic attack.
So as you looked at these deals, did you and your husband, or by the way, was it just you doing it, or were you and the husband both involved?
Well, I do most of it, but Eric's involved. You know, he follows along.
He likes to spend the money, right?
I'm the one that spends the money. He just says, okay, whatever.
Okay. So as you were looking at this, did you have a plan? And if so, let's go into it a little bit as to how you were going to get involved.
So our plan was to, and you've probably said this on the radio, you could probably put more money in your first deal, but it's an amount of money that you feel comfortable letting go of. And so, you know, everybody looks back and says, gosh, I put more money in that deal. Why did I put more money? And we say that because we still own that property. But our goal was, let's continue to do this passively. You know, my career was, you know, on fire and still working really hard. So we thought, well, if we can get to $1 million, let's invest $1 million. You know, and listening to you, Dell, you said, plan overall about a 10% return. So if you want $100,000 a year, you got to have $1 million. So that was our initial goal. We've exceeded that goal. Once you get there, then you find out other people who, you know, are $4 million invested and more, and you're like, I can do that.
Well, if you keep making money, you can, right?
Yep,
and so
exactly.
It's important that the deals make sense and make money. Let's talk about how you separated the money out. I mean, I'm a firm believer in small one to start with, but I also am a firm believer in small one continuously. Because if I own my own deal, like the most I've ever put into a deal myself was $9 million, but that was on my own deal.
Yo.
I'm not going to mess my own deal up, right? You know? So I know that even if I had trouble with it, I could at least sell it. I could do something to save the day, right? But I've never put more than $100,000 in any passive deal I've been in. I've been in many of them. How did you divide your money up?
So we got in our first deal in December of that year, 2017. We put in $25,000 in 2018. And I'm the queen of spreadsheets, so I'm looking at the numbers right in front of me. In 2018, we invested $375,000.
Gotcha.
In 2019, $150,000. And it went all the way up to 2021. We had a paid off mortgage. And, you know, we felt comfortable just leaving our mortgage alone. But then it's that opportunity cost, right? The debt equity. So when we cashed that out in 2021, we ended up investing more than $650,000 in passive deals.
Pulling it out of your house, your personal residence?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Cash out refi plus, you know, just reinvesting the distributions. I think we had a sale or two back in 2020, maybe.
Yeah, it says you had a sale here back in 22 in 21 and 1 in 22 is what it says on your resume.
There you go. Yep. Then you would have it. I have to switch sheets. But yeah, that was money that we just went ahead and took. And yep, 2 in 21 and 1 in 2022. Yep. And we just reinvested that money. So that was, how much was that? That was $275. $75,000.
Okay. That's a big difference there.
Sorry, I forgot the zeros.
So let's talk about the mortgage thing for a second, because that's always an interesting one to me. The spread, to make sense of this, because it makes all kinds of sense to take the money out and go invest it and make 100% return, right? That's all day long. But to take the money out and put it into a passive deal and or multiple passive deals, You have to first know that, is this passive deal going to put out enough to cover the mortgage payment now, right, which you didn't have before, at least the interest part of it anyway. The principal and the taxes are still there anyway, but just the mortgage part of it, interest part of it, I'm sorry. And or do these deals make it up by just having a great, you know, refinance out, pulling out a bunch of capital tax-free or selling tax-free? How did you see that? Did you track it? Because if you're a spreadsheet girl, did you track what your money did from coming out of your house to the spread? Because you had to pay something. And if you got it back then, the interest rates were pretty low, I think, right?
Yeah, interest rates are really low. And so we just knew the opportunity cost of not taking that money was greater than what we were going to end up paying. Like, we refinanced at 2.875. So that's nothing. Anything less than 3%, they say, is free money. So we knew we would make more than 3% on any deals we got into.
Yeah, that's true. It's an interesting point that you brought that up. I haven't heard that one in a long time. But the reality behind that is if inflation is 4, if you're borrowing money at 3, you're paying it back at less than what, you know, to zero is what it basically comes down to. It's inflated away by 4%, and you're paying 3% on it, man. You're getting the money for free, really. If you just stuck it somewhere else, it would make that money free to you. So that's a good point right there. It also has the benefit of now you have an asset that's appreciating. Now you have mortgage reduction. Now you have tax benefits. So we'll talk about those when we come back. We'll be right back with Robin Mathias and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, day in and day out, looking for a new solution? Well, today you can take action to retire in 5 years or less. How? Passive income through real estate investing. And the team to help you? Lifestyles Unlimited. For more than 33 years, our team of successful educators and mentors teach folks just like you the roadmap to retirement through real estate. Learn from the best, Lifestyles Unlimited. Known for the systems and support to help you real estate retire, just like Chad and Lisa.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system, you know, is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off your butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Robin Mathias. And Robin, let's talk about building up that cash flow to where your passive income finally caught up to your W-2 income. And what moves did you make? Did you retire first? Your husband retire first? What happened?
Well, yeah. So I think like in 2021 is when it exceeded our budget, and you know, like my income, it replaced my income completely. Eric was already retired. So I kept working, and if you probably don't remember, you talked to so many people, but a year ago, in February a year ago, you had me on your show because I had gotten laid off from corporate America in December of 2022. And so that was a shock that I was laid off. And, you know, I look at layoffs. You know, tech layoffs are at a historical high. It's the new norm. The months April and May coming up here are going to be the norm to have more layoffs of tech workers. They're struggling to get rehired. So it was like my manager did me a favor by letting me go. And, you know, so I just filled up all my white space and started traveling all last year and this year. And so our income was already replaced like for several years, and just by reinvesting, it just gave us that cushion to live our lifestyle.
For those people out there that have never felt this, what's it like to have somebody pull your plug and say, you're done, I'm sorry, goodbye?
Yeah, I mean, you have a financial plan and you anticipate, you know, a certain amount of income, and I made a really good salary, and yeah, I mean, people can go back and listen to the radio show last February, and then I was also on on the stage at the expo last year to get to tell my story. But we just knew we needed passive streams of income. We knew the corporate, it's a joke. You know, we talk about the rat race, and you know, we travel a lot, and then I come home, and when I go walking, I listen to your radio shows. I binge listen. I listen to people who still work, and Dell, that was me. I thought I would work because I loved what I did. I love my customer, but hands down, the worst day on vacation is 100% better than any day at work.
I've never heard it put that way. That's a good one. I like that. The worst day on vacation is better than a day of work.
I mean, it's just like I listen to people and they're genuine. Like, so you know who you are, the listeners out there. You're still working. You love what you do, but you can get that plug pulled at any time with no warning. And you're just like, whoa, now what do I do? Well, we never had that worry. We were like, freedom, cool. Gee, I have all these months of white space now. No toting a laptop on vacation. No, you know, meetings at 7 p.m. and logging in to talk to my guys over in Ukraine at 7 a.m. And it was just so freeing. And so that's how it happened. And we continue to invest. You know, we one of our multifamilies just sold this past month, and so we'll be looking for a deal to redeploy that cash. So it's money we don't need. We'll just keep reinvesting, and that's how you continue to grow wealth after W-2 income.
I've been doing that for 35 years. It blows my mind that every time I think, okay, this is the last one I'm ever going to buy, right? Now, when they're passive, it's really bizarre because you don't have to do anything else. But I'm still, this is the last one I'm ever going to buy. I'm going to start hoarding cash. And all of a sudden, the cash account gets a little larger and a little larger because the cash flow comes in every month and more than I need to spend. And then one day you go like, oh, my gosh, I can't stand all that cash sitting there doing nothing. And it drives you crazy. And you go buy into another deal. And then that after that, you have more cash flow. And it just it builds on itself, right? It becomes obnoxiously large at some point.
We're kind of sitting on cash now. You know, I maintain my LEED certification since when we first joined. And, you know, as much as I love travel and all the places, we've been in so many countries over the past year. I mean, I should count them up for you, but it's a lot. And we go to Europe.
I know my hard drive is filled with pictures from everywhere. You guys sent me like 20 pictures of like all over the world you've been. So there's no doubting that you're enjoying the traveling a lot.
Man, we just love, because in the military, we went to a lot of places, but we didn't get to see a lot, right? Because we, you know, duty on our country, we were working. So now we're just enjoying the lifestyle.
You know, that's pretty sad. If you travel because of work. I've been there doing seminars, right? Going around the country doing seminars, and you don't really get to see the place. You need to go there knowing. In fact, actually, it's better if you've been there and know that it's a place you want to be, and then go back and really just dig in and enjoy it. So I understand that point. Let's talk about taxes, Robin. Since you're a spreadsheet person, what has this done to your taxable income situation?
Well, I'm anxious to get all my K-1s and really get a sense of this year. But like last year, we got money back when I still had W-2 income, you know, from 2022, right? So 2023 taxes from 2022. So this year's taxes, I'm looking for a big fat refund. So our taxes went from paying probably 30-some percent, like, yeah, tax bracket to like minuscule. And it's funny because, you know, now I don't work, so we have less income, taxable income, but then all of the passive write-offs from multifamily, you know, the depreciation expenses, I think last year we were carrying something like $750,000 of
that's carry forward loss, I think you're speaking about.
Yeah, that's probably the right terminology. Yeah. Sorry, you know.
And by the way, for those of you listening to this out there, that's not real losses. That's accumulated depreciation that you couldn't use against your earned income because you have no earned income. And you're going to run into that. But what you're going to do with that, Robin, is save that until somebody sells something and you got a capital gain. Then you're going to wipe the capital gain out with that. So
exactly. Yep, exactly. So our taxes, we're going to pay nothing. We're going to get money back.
Absolutely.
Which is a cool thing.
It is, but if you're not earning any earned income and you're getting and you have all the income passive is all covered by depreciation, you know at some point all you're going to do is carry that stuff forward, carry it forward until somebody sells something.
Yep.
Some of the top passive investors in our group have told me they've lived for 10 years and never paid taxes because it just keeps carrying forward and somebody sells something and you think, okay, I'm going to have to pay capital gains and boom, it's wiped out. So.
I've seen. You know, some of your instructors showing their tax returns and their check from Uncle Sam. It's significant.
Yeah, pretty impressive, that's for sure. So now that you've got to this point, you've got it figured out that over time your income is going to grow. There's no need to go back to work because it's going to get better and better and better the rest of your life. What is interesting you? What is the itch to get out there and do an IRO deal, which is, by the way, IRO stands for independent real estate owner, to go do a deal by yourself? What is that itch coming from?
So all this time I'm thinking and I listen to you got to continuously do something. And this year, like every month we're going somewhere and traveling somewhere, but we're going to continue to stockpile some cash to where we're looking for a deal. And you know, Eric keeps reminding me, well, Rob, if you're going to do a deal, you can't be traveling. You got to be there. And I'm like, yeah. So part of me, I'm on the scale saying, do I really want another job? Because, you know, it's work. Or do I want to just, you know, collect passive income and do nothing or do what I want?
Robin, have you ever looked into deals outside of lifestyles to see the difference in all the fees and the costs? And
I have. You mentioned some of your proteges who went and started their own companies. I listen to them, and I laugh because they steal your ideas, and then I look a little deeper, and it's like, yeah, this is not the real deal. Lifestyles is the real deal.
Yeah, that's, thanks for that. I appreciate that. It is funny because they don't have the mentors. They don't have the educational background. The millions of dollars I spent on educational system, the millions of dollars I spend on the mentors, they've got like one guy, you know, that's all there is. So
that's
reality. Let's go. I would like to ask this question. It's a little more specific, but you've already answered it in one form. I'm going to change it. You said your friends don't believe your story. You don't even try to tell them the story anymore. What happened with, and I always love this part, what happened with your employers when you said you're going to retire? I mean, well, your employers laid you off, though, right? So that's kind of an opposite reaction.
I never heard from anybody. I called my lead engineer, and his name's Kevin. I just called Kevin from wherever I was. I think I was in Prague at the time. And I called Kevin, said, hey, Kevin, I just want you to know I won't be back. I've been terminated. And he was totally shocked. And I said, hey, don't worry about it. It happens in corporate America all the time. I'm going to be fine. Don't worry about me. But I just wanted to let him know, you know, what a great job that he was doing.
If you would, please, in this last segment here, would you share with the people that are listening out there, now that you've had quite a few years to look at this and live off the wealth, what would you say to someone if they said, is there anything you would have done differently?
Join sooner, invest more early. That's absolutely. You know, as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at my spreadsheet going, holy cow, I made $794,000 passively in 1 year. I mean, I look back at those numbers and just, I'm blown away. I'm just like, wow. But the only way you can get there is if you start. And you have to start somewhere. Start small. I think you had someone on the radio the other day I was listening to. They were already retired and started investing passively. And, you know, a lot of people go that route and invest passively. Some just say, you know, I'm retired now. I've been retired. Maybe I'll just go syndicate a deal or do an IRO. And but my advice is you got to do something. You will continue to work till the day you die. You'll continue to tell yourself that, oh, I'm secure in my job. My income's never going to go away. Until it does. And if you listen to any financial news, there's so many layoffs right now. Inflation's up. You know, interest rates are holding flat right now, but cost of everything is up. And you cannot keep working and building that pile of money because, you know, you'll be living on rice and beans in retirement and never go anywhere.
Absolutely. So as you sit here now and have this amount of success in life. By the way, can you say that number for me again? It blew me away. How much was that you made in 1 year passively? Please say that again.
Passively in 2021, $794,336.08.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Now, you can't be living on that much money, right?
Well, we just flipped it, you know, of all those, you know, we put 655 of it back into multifamily investments. I'm not sure what we did with the rest, probably just live our lifestyle. I did buy a new truck. Of course, I finance everything, 0% interest, but, you know, with all the EV, you know, whatever, I was like, I'm going to go buy a big V8 four-wheel drive because I can. And, you know, I've had it for a couple years now. I don't even have 3,000 miles on it.
But I have it
because I'm afraid I won't be able to buy one. Isn't that silly?
No, it's not silly. Someday that will be the case. But right now you can still get them. But I have one. And I laughingly, Robin, I say this all the time. I don't know how people exist without owning a pickup truck. And people live in New York going, you're insane. We don't even have cars. But you just, to me, you want something. You're going to go pick something up. You throw it in the back of the pickup truck, you know, and you don't put it in your pristine, expensive car, right? I've seen people with couches on top of their cars and, you know, holding something out the window of the car, just insanity. But it's a thing. But again, the four-wheel drive part is, that's there's a little Texas in us, right? That we want a four-wheel drive pickup,
exactly.
But I have one.
Yep.
It's important. So what do you think is important for you to focus on in the future? You've only got 1 minute left here. So what do you think is interesting and important for you guys to focus on, to stay focused on as you continue to do this?
Well, we try to set up a legacy, right? We want to have something for our four kids. We still keep all our grandkids in all their clothes, shoes, everything, boots, winter clothes, school clothes. That's what we do for our kids to help them out. And we've done that since, you know, they're born till they graduate high school, then they're kind of on their own. We want to continue to, you know, live our lifestyle because, you know, we don't want to go to the zip line toting an oxygen tank, right, or in a wheelchair. You know, we're just going to go live our life and enjoy life because you don't know when your number's up. I mean, I had the near-death experience. You've had it. Anyone who hasn't had it, it can happen at any time. And that's, time is one thing you can never get back. So you've got to do what you want to do, what's important to you, while you can do it.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing the stories with us again. And I'll have you on back again in the future, I'm sure. But I will share with you as we go to break here that I put on Facebook the other day a picture of a hearse pulling a trailer. And I said, this is the new Will. I'm taking it all with me, right? But you can't. So you might as well enjoy it while you have it, especially if you can share it with your kids. Thanks again, Robin, for coming on. And the rest of you out there, remember this. Robin, myself, everybody here. It's not the money. It's a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.